Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air. Our first reviewer comes to us from Anderson, followed by a reviewer from Muncie.
When my 8th grade teacher, Sister Mary Rogers, saw the novels stacked on top of my arithmetic and geography books, she asked in her stern voice, "Does your mother know you're reading this?" "Yes, Sister," I nodded sheepishly. My mother, the passionate lover of books, encouraged me to read it. To this day, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn by Betty Smith remains my favorite novel. A Tree Grows in Brooklyn took me on a journey to pre-World War I New York, inside the poverty-stricken home of young Francie Nolan and her Irish-American family. The Nolans lived in a tenement, which seemed romantic and exciting to my 13-year-old self, with her brother Neely, her hard-working mother Katie, and her alcoholic dreamer father Johnny. Author Smith had the psyche of a young girl down cold. Francie's strained relationship with her hard-headed mother and her passionate love for her alcoholic father reflected a home life I was not unfamiliar with. While the Nolans' hard, scrambled life, selling scrap metal to a junk dealer and hoarding pennies and nickels in a tin can, was nothing like my own experience, the passion and dreams of the young Francie Nolan were exactly like mine. This is a coming-of-age story that on the surface could pass for a daytime soap opera. It's Betty Smith's compelling storytelling that raises the book from an ordinary potboiler to a work of splendid fiction. She fills each page with the comedy, and all too often the tragedy, of daily life in the face of overwhelming poverty. But like all good coming-of-age stories, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn ends on a hopeful note. I doubt if Sister Mary Rogers is still alive, but if she is, I want her to know that A Tree Grows in Brooklyn did not corrupt my soul. In fact, it is this book that led me on my lifelong path for a love of books. I'm Karen Warner for BookSpeak.
Undoubtedly, one of the most widely discussed issues, both privately and publicly, is religion and how it affects us. Today, this fact is borne out by the vast onslaught of books by both atheists and believers, and the debate has in some cases become vindictive and vitriolic. Monica Furlong, an English author and former nun, is an exception in this debate with her kind and gentle approach to this topic. She is the author of Christian Uncertainties, a collection of short essays dealing with the full range of human emotions and beliefs. In it, she gives her personal reflections on topics with which church and society today still wrestle. These topics vary from the holy sacraments to the highly divisive topic of homosexuality. In each essay, her audience finds a deep and learned understanding for the human race. And her quarrels are only with issues that prevent people from truly knowing and loving one another. In writing about the sacraments, for example, Furlong describes the love between humans as one of the highest forms of a sacrament. One of the saddest things, she mentions, is the lost opportunity to show love to another human being. But the most impressive feature of this book is Furlong's own unending humanity and her love and acceptance of all people, from sinners to saints. This love comes through on every page. It's interesting to note that Peter Francis, an Anglican priest in Ireland, recently wrote that indeed Monica is one of his saints. He went on to quote Furlong, who told him once that such hot topics were the touchstone by which to see if people had really understood what Christianity was all about, a somewhat prophetic statement when we listen to current debate. I shared this book, Christian Uncertainties, with several friends, all of whom agree that Furlong's view of life is one of a great love of humanity. Her writing is straightforward and simple, and yet it makes me want to have known her as a beautiful human being. Her words are filled with wisdom and grace. Monica Furlong died in 2003, a loss to the literary world and a compelling voice for reason. I'm Tom Schwartz for BookSpeak.
You too can review a book on the air. Just visit bsu.edu/IPR for details. Support for BookSpeak is provided by Patchwork Perennials of Hartford City. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.